good morning and welcome to Party Line. I'm your host, Wendy Kaur. So glad to have you all with us today. It's a beautiful winter day here in Cody Country, and we're going to be talking about a couple of great events that are happening here in this area just in the next couple of weeks. First off, we're going to be talking with Harriet Bloom Wilson. She's representing Wyoming Rising Northwest, who are going to be holding the, for lack of a better word, second annual Women's March, and it's going to be next Sunday, the 21st. And so, good morning, Harriet. How are you today?
Good morning, Wendy. I'm fine. And yes, it is a gorgeous morning. I drove over from Powell, and it's just magical.
It is. It's a beautiful winter day. And I hope that it's a little warmer for your event next Sunday.
Yes, definitely. We're watching the weather carefully. And I just want to add that it's not the Women's March. It's Women and Allies March, as it was last year, where we hope to draw women, men, families, people of all ages. We had lots of students last year, and we want to see at least as many this year and hopefully a lot more.
Now, what is the purpose and the goal behind this march? This is part of a much larger movement in the country.
It is. It's actually called the Weekend of Women because there'll be marches taking place on the January 20th as well as the 21st. All over the country. There are three, at least that I know of in Wyoming alone, in Cheyenne and Casper as well. And ours is the Park County March. So it's not just Cody, it's Park County, but we're also drawing people. We have people coming from Moreland, from Meteetse. We had people from Red Lodge last year. Well, Grable, we'll see where else we're getting them from. But it's all over the world as well. And it was a spontaneous kind of movement last year, just to make the statement following the inauguration, that we feel that there are some things that we are that are possibly going to be threatened, or have been. There's an atmosphere of divisiveness in our country, a lack of civility, and we want to make a statement about that. And so this kind of grassroots movement just evolved, and like most of the rest of the world, we in Park County were stunned by the turnout. We had hoped if we broke 100, wow, that would be great. And there we were with over 500. So this year is a continuation of that. It's not just a moment, it's a movement. Mm-hmm. And since that March last year, a lot has been taking place at the grassroots local levels to build organizations and to watch and to react and respond to some of the things that we now see were not just maybe threats last year, but the situation has not gotten better. If anything, we feel we need to be even more visible and mobilized.
Now, Wyoming Rising Northwest is not, as you mentioned earlier, it's not just about women, it's women and allies. The people who are involved in the organization of this march, which is that organization, Wyoming Rising Northwest, come from all demographics, all walks of life.
They do. They really do. We have about 80 paid members now. We memberships are $60 a year, and they help us with events like this. They help us put on the tremendously successful forum called In Search of Civility.
That was so well attended.
Yeah, so people shouldn't think that this is a political organization. It's not. It's it's a community organization. It's a grassroots organization to have people understand better what they have in front of them, what they need to fight for, what they need to protect within their own communities. So Wyoming Rising is now a nonprofit 501c4 organization. We have a board of volunteer board. It's all volunteer. We have steering committee. We have 80 paid members, but we also have over 400 adherents, I would say, followers, people who watch what we're doing, respond to what we're doing. Our meetings are well attended. We have open meetings, open to all. And as you said, Wendy, the diversity, the breadth of the participation is very heartening. We have people who probably would have called themselves, you know, would be Republicans, Democrats, Independents. All religions are represented, all ages, all professions. So it's really, I think, a very strongly representative organization.
Now, this march that's going to happen on Sunday the 21st, what time does that start?
It's between 12 and 2, again, at Cody City Park.
Okay. And this is it's an important distinction. Your march is not a protest.
No, it's not a protest. It's about we're saying it's about decency, freedom, justice, and engaging in our democracy. And decency actually is not to be taken lightly. There's been so much incivility and so much name calling and finger pointing and, you know, words that are now becoming so common in our vocabulary, whether it's, you know, sexual predator or Ku Klux Klan or anti-Semite or, anti-immigrant. I mean, things that are really not decent. Mm-hmm. So this march is about decency and it's about freedom and justice and our right and our obligation to participate in our democracy by coming out and showing what we stand for.
Now, what will the event involve as far as when you get there? What are you going to see? What are you going to participate in?
Okay, I'm so glad you asked that because we're hoping to have people this year who've maybe been motivated by what's happening, who've never been to something like this before. And we want them to know that it'll be a peaceful, safe, jubilant in many ways, celebratory, because there's something very exciting and heartening when you look around and see neighbors that you know, or people that you just never expected to see at something like this. There'll be signs. If you don't have a sign, don't worry. There'll be extras. There'll be flags, American flags, because we're patriots. We love our country. Mm-hmm. We're expecting music. In the band shell, there'll be speakers speaking about a variety of different subjects. People will be walking around the park, marching around the park with march leaders and maybe chants. Anyway, it's a community event.
Well, this is going to be, I'm sure, very well attended. Because like you say, you had 500 people last year. You're hoping that the event, and we just have a couple of minutes left here, but you're really hoping that this event is going to launch more of this same interest and interaction from people here in Park County.
Thank you. Launch is a great word. Launch and energize, because, you know, we're coming up to 2018 and we're also seeing this as a march on the polls. Pay attention, politicians. Pay attention, representatives. Something which you haven't really done much of for us this year when we've invited you to events. Pay attention. We're watching. We're looking for good candidates. We want to make a difference at the polls. We don't want this just to be a march in the streets. We want it to be an opportunity to really now do something that's going to change. We're looking for change. And so this is a launch pad, as you said, for the next step, which is political action.
There you go. Now, this people are going to want to get involved. How can they get involved? Who do they contact in order to be a part of this event that's going to happen on the 21st?
Yes. There are several ways to do this. The name of our organization, again, is Wyoming Rising-Northwest. We have a website that's WyomingRising-Northwest.org. Please go to that. Everything is posted on there. We can also be emailed at contact@WyomingRising-Northwest.org. We have a post office box, Wyoming Rising, post office box 339, Powell, Wyoming, 82435. And I can be reached at 307-754-4880 if you have questions. Otherwise, show up. 12 to 2 on January 21st, you'll be very welcome. All ages, everyone is welcome.
And this will be happening at City Park on that date here in Cody. Harriet, thank you so much for coming on and telling us about this event. I'm sure you'll get a lot of participation based on last year's really huge outpouring there.
Thank you, Wendy. Yes. That's what our hope is. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you, folks, for tuning in to the first half of Party Line. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Well, welcome back. back to Party Line. We're listening right now to Pablo, who's a Mediterranean guitarist, along with his combo. He will be here in Cody on the 18th, that is next Thursday, and here to talk about this amazing community concert is Jonine Guile. Good morning, Jonine. How are you?
I am hunky-dory. How are you?
I'm great. This guy is amazing.
Yes, he is. He is wonderful. He was here a number of years ago, and people came out of there with such grins and giggles and wanted to have him back, and it's taken us this long to get him back, but we got him.
You got him, and you know, we're patching in here a YouTube video, and he just sits, he wiggles his hips, and he's an entertainer. He's not just standing up there playing a guitar.
Oh, no. He loves his music. He goes with the story of having the that his father told him, have the courage to do what you love and the drive to do it well. Well, he loves it and he does it well. He is so full of energy and music. It is just, he just explodes.
That is just cool. And we're listening to more music here from the performance that's on from the Live on Stage website. And that's, of course, how you found him. Is he Live on Stage?
Yes, we do a lot with Live on Stage. They're easy to work with, and they're willing to come to areas like ours that are a little isolated, so to speak.
More rural.
Yes.
Yes.
And they keep their prices and they have different sections, mm-hmm. so that our stage can only accommodate what they call a two. That's the very highest we can go as far as our technical part and
got
everything.
It.
And, but they go clear up to sky high. It's a big organization. It comes out of Nashville.
That is phenomenal. Well, Pablo obviously is going to be, for anybody who's interested in instrumental music, world music, because he's kind of billed as a Mediterranean guitarist, but he does a whole cross-section of world music and styles.
That's true. He is Greek by nationality, mm-hmm. but he comes out of Toronto. He lives in Canada, and he does flamenco, which, you know, that just is exciting in itself. Latin, he does Balkan, but then he wraps it all around a contemporary pop sound. I have run into, I think it is 4 or 5 people just this last week that are just antsy to have him come because they were here before. In fact, I had one gentleman call and say, I got to get the tickets because my wife has a Pablo fix.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, my gosh. Okay, then. So he really has, when he was here before, he really created a following.
He did. And and even at the last concert, the ABBA concert, a lady came up. At that time, Pablo wasn't under any agency but himself.
Okay.
And so I don't know if he still does this, but at that time, he gave away the guitar he would play on per concert.
Holy cow.
And she came up and she said, I won that guitar at that concert. And I said, how exciting is that? And she was just waiting to get back, not to win another guitar, but just because she loved his music and just his energy. I mean, on a blob January when it's the weather's changing.
Yeah.
I mean, what a way to have a day.
That is phenomenal. This is going to be at 7:30 p.m. at the Winona Thompson Auditorium here in Cody. How much are tickets for this?
Tickets are $20 as usual. You can get them at the door. They also sell them at the Chamber, Treasured Memories. They sell them at Accent Floral. And over in Powell, they sell them at Marquee. Awards.
Okay. So it's easy to get a hold of them, but again, you can get them at the door.
Oh, yes. And we open the doors, we open the auditorium doors at 7, but we sell tickets prior to that.
That's phenomenal. So this is going to be, and this is, of course, just one of a series of fantastic productions that the Community Concert Association brings to us. You'd alluded to the ABBA Fab concert that happened a few months ago. I hear the turnout for that was fantastic.
It was. It was one of our largest concerts, and I tell you, if you could measure grins, people came out of there just elated. They talked for weeks about it. They just were so excited, and it was just such exciting music, and they just had such a good time.
And that happens with most of these concerts that you bring.
That's right, and people, we varied the kinds of music. In March, our next concert is Hank Williams style. Well, you know those country western people, they're going to come out with just as big a grin as those people who are ABBA fans or Pablo fans. I mean, it's we really, I think we really do a bang-up job.
I agree.
Don't blow my own horn. Yeah.
But there's a committee. There's a committee of people that makes these selections.
Oh, yes, we have a board. And it's all volunteer. No money goes to these volunteers at all. All the money goes towards the concert and the advertising and the program printing and the insurance we have to pay and all these other things. So all the money that you spend on a concert, you know it's going towards that concert in some format. It's not going to the worker bees.
And it's going to then bring more of this great music. You've had some phenomenal stuff in the past. Now, you mentioned the Hank Williams concert, and that's going to be when?
In March 13th, I believe it is. March 13th. And then Duo Baldo is April 10th, and that's our closer.
Okay, and Duo Baldo, they themselves have not been here before, but they're on the same genre as a group that has come a couple of times before called Piano Fiddle that I know a lot of people really loved.
Yes, and it's classical, but it's fun. Just to show you the entertainment within it, it's called Baldo because the pianist is Baldo. Oh, he has no hair.
He has no hair, so that's why they're Baldo.
Yeah.
So it's going to be it's going to be funny. It's not just going to be come and hear this concert pianist, which in itself is amazing, or concert violinist. This is going to be very entertaining. You're going to have quality music along with really quality entertainment.
Yes, classical music, so you get a classical fix. Comedy, so you can laugh a little bit.
That's great. But coming up, of course, next Thursday is Pavlo, and he's going to be next Thursday on the 18th at 7:30 p.m. at the Wynonda Thompson Auditorium. Get your tickets as soon as possible because this is going to be a great concert.
That's true, and if you are low in energy, just come so your energy will be lifted up. If you're energized already, you should go right through the ceiling.
Perfect. Johnny and Guile, thank you so much for coming on the show and telling us about this. Folks, don't miss out on Pavlo next Thursday evening. Get your tickets. Thanks for tuning into Party Line. Have a fantastic day. Stay tuned for Speak Your Piece in a few minutes.
You're listening to KODI, Cody, Wyoming, and KZMQ, Grable, Wyoming.